Here, you want to play? Now, that was in my histrionic days, you know. What do they call it in German? The Sturm und Drang days. Actually, storm and drying days never go away, they just get worse.
Thank you.
that string out of tune, I think the best thing to do is sit back and have a beer. I mean, you know, one of those strings that just won't tune real fast. If we could all just sit back for a second and relax. Now, these hot lights, you know, make the guitar hotter, so do strings condense, or do they heat up? I mean, of course they heat up. Since they heat up, they, do they expand or contract? Expand. I think you're right. I think they expand. And, so do I, and so will you, if you're right. Although this Tuborg stuff, this is made in the United States, which, yeah, it's too bad. Backs. I like a 50-50 mixture of Backs Dark with Guinness, because Guinness is too strong in the bottle. You know. And Backs is a little too, but Backs Dark's a little too weak. Now, if you're ever in Ireland or England, now the best beer, it tastes like ambrosia, is Guinness tap. Out of the tap, I mean, Jesus. Now you'll have mystical experiences in it. Your guitar into it. But everything else will happen. Wasting time letting this guitar expand. Let me wish you all a happy Halloween. I was up on Polk Street at 5:45 and I wouldn't go up there now. I'm a Los Angelina and Los Angeles, however you say that. It's starting to sound a tune. It's expanding. It's contracting. It's doing it. So we'll just stay down here and have some nice music and jokes and stuff until the riot's over, right? I mean, I personally don't like riots. I've never been in one. Well, you see, I'm from Maryland, and I was brought up a Quaker, and we're pacifists. I don't dig this fighting stuff. Besides, I have much more. After a while, we're going into the void, and we'll make all those witches that live up there, too. Now, there's women up there that think they're witches, and maybe some of them are. Going to be going into the void, and that would scare the hell out of any witch. Come on, some witch, put the hex on me. Come on. You know what the void is. I know you witches know what the void is. If you don't, maybe they have warlocks around here too, huh? It's only because they haven't experienced the void. We should not look down on them. No, no. Beg your pardon? Gretchen, what? People are always saying inaudible things to me. Right? and then I can't respond. Let us speak from the diaphragm. What was it you wanted to say? Gretchens. What the hell are Gretchens? I went with one in ninth grade. She didn't get me. I think we have fully expanded and contracted. Now we'll start at the conclusion of the last section and go into the next section.
Thank you.
very much. You see, I have a new guitar here, United Airlines. I had the nice Hawaiian guitar before. Well, United Airlines, you know, United Airlines, they just plain lost it. Yeah, they just, I mean, they didn't even bother to break it. They just plain stole it or lost it or however. But listen, I've been bothered ever since, what the hell's a Gretchen? I mean, this is a term I'm not familiar with. When somebody tell me, I mean, I knew a girl named Gretchen Abel in high school. It sounds like a German name. Well, who said it? Come on. And you're all a bunch of, who did, you did?
No, I didn't say it, but the professor said it.
Well, ask him what it means. I'm just curious. Gretchen. What? Not my liner notes, man. I put women in my liner notes, but not Gretchen Abel. I mean, that was ninth. No, it was eighth grade, seventh grade. No, eighth grade. She was a very nice girl, very Deutsch. What are you maligning her name for? I mean, were you at Tacoma Park Junior High School with me, and you, just because she was unpopular, and I was unpopular, and we're, and you're still here? You're still here? Yeah. I'll kill you. Come on. Come here. Yeah, come on. You're still around, huh? Tacoma Park Junior High School, still around, huh? Follow me? Come on up here, man. Right here on stage, man. I don't even know how to fight, but for Gretchen Abel's honor, I'll kill you. I'll kill you. We see no evidence of this coward coming up here, do we? No, we will. No, no, I'm not going to play Santa. Go to hell. No, no. Well, come on up here. Come up and either beat me up or play. I don't care which. You know. What? Speak up. Speak up from here. Run, be a mensch. What? Fuss. Hey, the guy has a point, you know. Well, you see, I anticipated that the guy would never come up. So. Us Quakers are pretty... Well, I'm both, but I'm also smart. I'm also smart and mildly inebriated, so... Don't malign Gretchen Abel. Or I will quit being a pacifist and come out. I'll come out and find you. I don't have my glasses on. I can't see anything. Let us move from the scene of Tacoma Park, Maryland, and the Sligo River and Gretchen Abel and all that crap to a little trip down the Mississippi River called Steamboat Wine Roundy Band. Thank you. You know, seriously, before we go into the void, which we are going to go into next, I suggest we do one or both of two things, perhaps three. Thank you. That'll come up later, whoever. I have to go to the bathroom. And the void is a very scary place. I think we should all fortify ourselves with another drink. I'm certainly going to, and I hope you do. I'll be right back. Give me 3-4 minutes. Be right back. Well, let's see. Where are we here? The void. Tonight, really, really, can't you cool those lights off? I mean, I know I usually ask you to make them hot, but tonight it's too hot. It's just too hot. So after this song, we'll go and thank you. Is there any air in this room, or is that the... Now, maybe there are Gretchens, or Gatchels is what I mean. Oh, that guy out there is drunk. I was talking about Gatchels. They're different than Gretchens. Not to be afraid of a Gatchel unless you fall in love with one, man. It's the name of a girlfriend I used to have. Thank you. is not pure void. But it is void. Let's call it disco void. Merely as an intro to pure void, okay? Let's all order drinks and smoke cigarettes and whatever else you do. It's going to start getting scary, and that's just the way it is. But I will bring you out of it. I will bring you out of it. That would be terribly unethical to leave any of you in the void. I mean, actually, me, of myself, I could not do it. But I would recommend alcohol myself. I don't know. quiet song.
Thank you.
death medley was pretty good, wasn't it? You know, I can only play that in San Francisco. I hate to boost your egos from, you know, I'm an East Coaster, but now I'm from Maryland, and I've lived in L.A., which I hate for, but Frisco is the only place I can play that last medley, and what did I say wrong? Oh, I'm sorry, what's wrong with Frisco? That's what we called it. You're not supposed to say that? Well, I didn't know. I mean, I want, you know. Won't you forgive me, San Francisco? Huh? Well, what do you guys call Washington, D.C., huh? Yeah, well, see, you're right. I agree with you. But I know. I was born and raised there. Washington, D.C. is... there really are no words for it. Well, I don't understand, though. I mean, I used to read an Evergreen Review when I was back in Tacoma Park, Maryland, Washington, you know, about Frisco. Couldn't somebody stand up and explain to me why Frisco is a bad word for San Francisco? I mean, the old roots of what? There are no roots here. There are no fucking roots here. What are you talking about? Spanish roots, yeah, but San Francisco. I can speak Spanish better than Jimmy Carter, but... just not saying much, but... what roots? What are you talking about? Are you a... what does it mean? It's just... evidently, this chick is worse than I am because I don't even know what she's talking about. Barbary Coast? What's a Barbary Coast? I'm sorry, I was brought up around a Chesapeake Bay. You know where Point Lookout is? Come on. Let's be fair. You know where Cove Point is? Come on. Oh, yeah, I used to actually fish up that new book by, what's his face? The guy that writes books this long, you know. Mishner, yeah, I read one of his books before, The Source. He's a good journalist, but I wouldn't call him a novelist. Yeah, he's got his new book out called Chesapeake. My wife's reading it, and she's a speed reader. I'm dumb. No, but I used to fish off the, when I was a kid, I used to fish off at Cambridge, Maryland. Off the bridge at Choptank River. I never caught a damn thing. That's what I think of the eastern shore of Maryland. No, it's really pretty over there. Or it used to be. Can anybody, does anybody have a standard pitch in this room? I'm trying to find a D. 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 D major, an octave above this. The string might break. Ah, it didn't. Okay, we're on the right track. Yeah, and there's a big chop tank and a little chop tank. Yeah, anyway. No, I never wrote a song about a river on the eastern shore. Because that's where everybody goes on their vacations in the summer, you know, to those beaches. To those Rizzo beaches. Is it a good book? I bought it for my wife because she goes nuts on these tours, you know. And I read slow, you know, like she reads... an Agatha Christie novel in 45 minutes. It takes me 3 days. I want to give my wife a slow reading course. Does anybody know? She was brought up out here in California. I mean, she was raised here, you know. Born here, in fact. I mean, isn't that terrible? I mean, my poor wife, I mean. The Valley, what they call the Valley, the San Diego. Well, it's better in Hollywood. Curious tonight, since I switched to Kent's, all the ashes fall on my guitar. I think it's actually United Airlines' fault because they lost my real guitar, and boy, are they going to have to pay for it. Just looking for an ashtray. Okay, here's a medley of...
ashtray in front of you, John. On the floor.
Yeah, thank you. I don't want to bend down that far. I might have an accident. You know? I'm going to play this long medley and then take another bathroom break, but I'll be back to play the young... couple of pages, it's got a like a dictionary. It says crabs. No, it doesn't. It has the definition of the Chesapeake Bay blue crabs, soft shell crabs. Then it has Choptank River, striped bass. I mean, you know. What was this guy Michener? I mean, he thinks we're really dumb, I think. I mean, certainly everybody from Baltimore and Washington, D.C. knows. Where the hell's Michener from, you know?
Hawaii.
Oh, that one. I've been there, man. I saw that movie. I didn't read the book, but the movie was awful. A dictionary for Michener. It's interesting that the Funkin' Wagnalls Encyclopedia of World Literature, World Writers, or something, doesn't even, you know, he's not in there. Whereas your boy, who I like, what was the guy that lived up here and disappeared in Mexico? Bears, yeah, that is a good author. Thank you. I'll be right back. Okay, we have a request to do stomping tonight on the Pennsylvania-Alabama border. It's coming up. It's not the first song, but this is my last medley tonight. It's for some reason, I guess because it's Halloween. But I'll get into it. It'll be about the third song that I play. Okay? Y'all happy? Little experimentalism to start off with, then we'll get into the... I need more beer before I go on. Also, let's have a hand for Lee, the sound man, who has so far been doing a very good job. Hooray for Lee. Now, Lee, this first song is very, very quiet, the first part of this, so you're going to turn it up, aren't you? Because I can't hardly hear it, Lee, and I have to hear it.